May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There's a word in these verses that have always ministered to me a lot. Using the example of Simeon and Anna, it says, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for Jesus, looking for the consolation of Israel, which is the Messiah. And the Holy Spirit was upon him." Then when it speaks of Anna, it says, "Then there was a widow at the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God, and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for Jesus, the redemption of Jerusalem." Interesting to me that it says about this event, when Simeon is speaking of him, he says that Jesus was prepared in the sight of all the people. But only two people here saw him. One was Simeon, who was an old man, and another one was Anna, who was an old lady, 84 years old. And God had given Simeon a promise that he would see the Messiah before he died. And Anna was fasting and praying because she was looking for the Messiah to come. And then it says after Anna recognized him, that Anna went around and tell everybody about him, all those who were looking for Jesus. And when it says about Simeon that he was looking for Jesus and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, I think there's something about being filled with the Holy Spirit and looking for Jesus. There's a scripture that I was reading this morning and God really blessed me so much. This is from Psalm 68. Verse 19. And this is from the New American Standard, but I'm going to give you a different translation in just a minute that I think more clearly translate according to the Hebrew grammar. The verse 19 in the New American Standard, which is the Bible I normally use, it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burdens, the God who is our salvation." That's a great promise. So I'll take that one. But the word here, that when he says daily bears our burdens, the word, the Hebrew word, you have to bend it to say bears our burdens, because the word means load up. And if he's saying that God loads you up with burdens, can't be right. And so the King James Version, which I don't quote a lot, but it gets a lot of it right. And it's always, most of the stuff I've memorized, scripture, were King James verses when I was younger, because it's got sort of this poetic cadence to it, so it's a lot easier to memorize. But this is the King James translation. The Orthodox translation is the same. And it says, "Blessed be the Lord who loads us with blessings and benefits day by day, the God who is our salvation." That's awesome. Blessed be the Lord who loads us with benefits and blessings day by day. I believe that's the proper translation because that's what the word means, but it also gives an accurate description of who our God is and his character, because he's good. It doesn't mean that things don't come into our lives that are difficult, but God's heart is to bless us. The whole purpose of the Messiah coming was to bless us, to set us free from the destruction of the enemy, to bring light into darkness. And there's another scripture that says in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." Here's the deal. Regardless of what you might be going through, the Lord is loading you up with blessings and benefits day by day. But you can't see it if you're not looking for it. That's the life of faith. I discover that in the hardest places in my life, Jesus is in it. He may not be causing the circumstance, but he's standing in the midst of the storm, doing stuff, blessing me. I just have to look for it. I have to look for him. It's easy to look at the enemy who's screaming at us, who's telling us lies and deception about how bad things are and how life is unfair and all this kind of stuff and how depressing this all is. But Christ's the Redeemer. I see what it says. They were looking for the consolation of Israel in one of the places, and it says they were looking for the redemption of Israel. That's what Jesus has come, to be a consoler. Because he's come to set us free, to bring light into our darkness. He's come to redeem, transform darkness into light. So the word's really a simple one. And that is, your Lord, day by day, is loading you up with blessings and benefit. Faith chooses to look for Jesus. And if you do, you'll find him in all kinds of things in your life. So one of the things I did this morning, I thought, yeah, I'm going to stop for a second. And I'm just going to start looking for some of the benefits that he loads me up with day by day. And from my dog Henry to much bigger, well, not much bigger to me, but other things, it was just stunning how I kept not running out of all the stuff, all the benefits, all the blessing that are mine in Christ. All the promises of God are yes in Christ, and by him the amen, 2 Corinthians says. So I would just encourage you that part of your spiritual discipline would be in the worst kind of thing, or the most painful stuff, or the scariest thing, look for Jesus. And if you will, I guarantee you, you'll find him. And you'll find yourself blessing the Lord for all of his benefits, instead of complaining and being anxious and fearful. Because he's not just blessing you. The scripture says he's loading you up with blessings every single day. And the only people that get to enjoy those are the ones that are looking for them, looking for him. When Jesus came to the temple, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people milling around. That's what Simeon said. He's been prepared in the sight of all the people. But they all missed it. The only people who saw him were the ones who were looking for him. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I think that's one of the lessons of why in the world did the King of Kings, was he born to a couple of poor teenagers, stayed in a stable, was birthed in a feeding trough, and was wrapped up in rags in a little place called Bethlehem. I mean, he was born in Orville. Jesus was born in a barn in Orville in a feeding trough, basically. Why? To teach us that you can find Jesus in the most obscure things, in obscure places, if you're just looking for him. Amen? Amen.